Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Kalayim, Perik, Beis Mishnah Vav, Haroitzel Lasei Sedeyu, Meshar, Meshar Mikolmin. This person wants to have a field, one strip of this kind of tefillah, another strip of this kind of tefillah, another strip of this kind of tefillah. Wants a bunch of different rows of different types of tefillah. He wants, when you ask him what kind of field do you have, he should answer a bunch of different things. There's a way to do it. You have to leave over a certain amount of space between each of the rows. How much? That's the machlekes Beishami and the Beisila. Beishami and the Beishami say you have to leave between one row and the other, like the width of Shloisha Slomim Shel Pesiach. What is that? Pesiach is when you plow into earth that's hard and dry. You have to plow the earth before you plant. If you throw seeds on hard earth, it doesn't help you. So the axle were connected to this machine and it would dig into the earth. And you would move in a straight line. Three such rows. The shear of this width, says the Yerushalmi, is 2 amas. Oh, so does that mean that if I have a strip of wheat and I have a strip of barley, I need, along the entire length between the two of them, 2 amas? No. The Batanur explains, I have to have an area in the center, let's say, that's 2 amas by 2 amas. If I was looking down with a bird's eye view, let's say I would see wheat to the right, barley to the left. In the middle, a box, an empty box of 2 by 2 amas. And on top of the box and at the bottom of the box, it'll look like the bottom of a dreidel. It gets narrower and narrower and narrower. It doesn't have to continue with this width, with the same width. Try to picture chvez, the bottom of a dreidel, the tip of a pencil on both sides. Imagine a pencil sharpened on both sides. That's a good mashal. So in the middle of the pencil, it's 2 by 2 amas. On the top and on the bottom, it comes to a point, and that's enough. Because it doesn't look like it's mixed up. This is based on the halacha. Whenever Chazal asked to plant two things side by side, it's only because of Maris Ayin. And if to the look of the eye it looks separate, that's enough. Ubisilam and the Basil say, how much space does he have to leave between the two rows? Maloy ha'oil ha'sharoini. Sharoin is like a straight, flat place. And the kind of plow they use there is a little bit wider than the type they use on a mountain. Sucked up in the Mishnah, there's not that much of a difference between the Beshami and the Basil, the Kriven, the Rielu, Lieske, the Rielu, that the Shiurim are quite similar to each other. So, chazing over our Mishnah, in this Mishnah, by the way, as well as the rest of the Mishnahs in this parik, we're going to see that there's a way to plant a field to have different types of things growing there, as long as you know how to do it. So if someone wishes to make his field into separate rows, each one has something else. According to the Beshamai, you have to leave a space of Shloisha Slomim Shel Pesiach, 3 rows of this plowing, and as we explain, Batrur explains to the Yerushalmi, it means in the middle, an empty space of 2 by 2, on the top and on the bottom, it could narrow off to a tip, because now it doesn't look mixed up. The Basil say it has to be the width of Oil Hashiroini, the yoke that's used in Shiroin, which, according to some shittas anyway, is a little bit wider, but there's not that much of a difference between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel.